Choose my PCC, candidates for the Gloucestershire Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on 2 May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners, page 2, Chris Nelson, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, page 4, Matthew James Randolph, Independent, page 6, Ashley Smith, Labour and Cooperative Party, page 8, Martin John Searle, Liberal Democrat, page 10, Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Gloucestershire, page 12. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Page 2, on 2 May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services, and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. Page 3, PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Gloucestershire Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.chosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommissioners.org.uk/voting-and-cleconscience. Chris Nelson. Page 3. Conservative candidate, more police, safer streets. Election statement. More police, safer streets. In the last 3 years as your police and crime commissioner, I have delivered all my election pledges. Helped Gloucestershire police cut antisocial behaviour by 59%. Slashed 101 call waiting times to less than 2 minutes. Cut online scams and the cost of rural crime by 29%. Funded 400 more police officers, PCSOs and police staff. I have opened new police hubs, made our roads safer by introducing the Community Speedwatch Plus scheme, brought in £16 million of extra funding for things like more CCTV and made sure that every crime really does matter, by getting every crime recorded. If I have the privilege of being re-elected on 2 May, I will make these extra police more visible and accessible throughout Gloucestershire, with more foot patrols, new police stations in underused buildings and reopen police station front desks. Page 5. Expand my zero-tolerance approach to ASB, to focus on tackling community crimes like house burglary, car crime, shoplifting and drug dealing. Tackle drugs and serious violence, including domestic abuse, and take a joined-up approach to reduce re-offending and prevent people turning to crime in the first place. We need safer roads in our communities. I will work with the Road Safety Partnership and provide extra resources for roads policing. I will ensure the police arrest more criminals, solve more crimes and provide better victim care. I have already funded over 400 more police, but we still need more detectives. I will ensure these extra resources are being used wisely, efficiently and effectively. But to do all that, I need your vote. Your vote really will make the difference, and if you back my plan for more police and safer streets, I will continue making Gloucestershire safer. Prepared by Stephanie Chambers of Unit P2, Innsworth Technology Park, Gloucester. GL31DL. Contact details. Telephone 07826419228. Email chrisjwnelson@hotmail.com. Facebook fb.com/chrisnelsonpcc/x@chrisnelsonpcc. LinkedIn chris-nelson-9086a-27/. Matthew James Randolph. Page 6. Independent. Election statement. I have decided that it is necessary to stand as an independent candidate for the role of Police and Crime Commissioner for Gloucestershire. Our constabulary is no longer a police service and now call themselves the force. We do not pay for a force that takes instructions from our government. We pay our constabulary to protect the public by investigating and detecting crimes. This is a duty our constabulary seem to have forgotten. The duty of the police is to investigate all crimes independently that are reported to them. This is clearly not happening in Gloucestershire. Our police fail to investigate certain crimes that are reported to them, depending on who committed them. Victims are left weeks and even months for the police to attend and take statements, but always have enough staff to collect fines from motorists who may drive a few miles over the speed limits. Is this what we really want from our police service? Page 7. As an independent commissioner, I will not hide from the important issues that need addressing, I am the only candidate who will speak up for the people and ensure the issues you raise are fully investigated and hold our constabulary accountable if they fail in their duty. Vote for Matthew Randolph and you will have an independent voice for the people of Gloucestershire. Prepared by Agent Johnny McStay of 5 Dean's Walk, Kingsham, Gloucester. Contact details. Telephone 07855 400 735. Email matthewrandolph56@gmail.com. Ashley Smith. Page 8, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. It's time for change. Too often people fear that when things go wrong, no one will come and nothing will be done. Ask yourself, do you feel more or less safe than you did 14 years ago? The Conservatives have cut neighbourhood policing and crippled our courts. More criminals are being let off and victims let down. Criminals today are less than half as likely to be caught as they were under the last Labour government. That is the scale of the collapse in law and order under this Conservative government. It was a political choice to cut police. Having grown up and lived in Gloucestershire my entire life, I know the issues facing our communities and have a record of standing up for my community as a councillor on Stroud District Council. In my own ward I have seen the impact antisocial behaviour can have on the lives of families who ought to feel safe in their own communities and homes. Page 9, Fly-tipping is rife and in Gloucestershire we face the unique challenge of rural crime which hurts our farmers, landscapes, and communities. In our town and city centres, shop workers are too often forced to deal with violence, threats and abuse as a result of this breakdown in order. Nobody should feel threatened at work, walking home at night or in the comfort of their own homes. Labour will be tough on crime and tough on the causes of crime. My priorities will be tackling antisocial behaviour, preventing knife crime on our streets, tackling violence against women and girls. As your PCC, I will work tirelessly to make your voice heard and your priorities on crime delivered to keep our community safe. Prepared and promoted by John Bloxham for Ashley Smith, both at 5A Lansdowne, Stroud, Gloucestershire, GL51BB. Contact details. Website, https://www.labourassociatewestt.org.uk/policandcrime-commissionersidata/. Email, ashley@ashleywrwsmith.co.uk. Martin John Searle. Page 10, Liberal Democrat. Election Statement. When it comes to policing in Gloucestershire, I think it's time to go back to a time and place where every crime mattered and every victim mattered. Such a time did exist, and it must return. That's my pledge to you. Between 2012 and 2021 I was Gloucestershire's first police and crime commissioner, during what I call the austerity years. I was born in the county and served 32 years in the police in all ranks from constable to chief superintendent, spending the last 5 working throughout the UK to build the country's first ever counter-terrorism network. I understand all aspects of policing from walking the beat, leading major investigations to the infrastructure that underpins it. You'll hear claims that the Tory government provided 20,000 more police. That's true, and Gloucestershire were given 150, but lost 249. The facts. Page 11. The police confirm, not even one of the extra promised police officers were recruited. Claims of 400 extra police just don't add up. That's unverified. 15 years of austerity took our police to breaking point. 249 full-time experienced officers, 32 PCSO, 79 staff were cut and a £36 million reduction to the annual budget imposed. Crime not investigated, calls not answered and a demoralized workforce. Courts closed, massive backlogs and overflowing prisons. Youth clubs closed. A force struggling to recover post-COVID. How do we ensure that every crime matters? A highly motivated workforce. A highly trained, skilled, and effective workforce. Improving the quality of investigation for all crimes. Improving the police response to all crimes. Improving service to victims of all crimes. Improving investigations of more road collisions, not just fatalities. Improving confidence in our police. Published and promoted by Fergus Ustianowski at Liberal Democrat, 16 Hewlett Road, Cheltenham, GL52 6AA. Contact details. Website, https://www.policecommissioner.net. Twitter/X @GLOSPCC. Facebook, Gloucestershire Police Commissioner. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Gloucestershire. Page 12. This booklet contains more information about those candidates, where provided, and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility, and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my counsel. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Gloucestershire. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Gloucestershire on 2 May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Nelson, Chris, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Randolph, Matthew James, Independent. Smith, Ashley, Labour and Cooperative Party. Searle, Martin John, Liberal Democrat. I can be contacted at Jonathan Richard McGinty, Gloucester City Council, P.O. Box 2017, Pershore, WR109BJ. Email, jon.mcgint@gloucester.gov.uk. Web, https://www.gloucester.gov.uk/about-tacheconcilianciel/CLECTION-AND-VOTING/CLECTION-2024/. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2, Marsham Street, London, SW1P4DF. PCC_Gloucestershire_BKT.